Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Maybe your band will too. I hope so. They would love it. Are you kidding? Depends what. It depends which of the fools we're going to get for the presidency. I don't know. It's either a blonde fool or another blonde fool.
Yes.
That's my opinion. They're both crazy in different ways. But go ahead.
And, you know, music is an universal language. So anybody feels music, you don't understand the words or you don't understand the concept, but your body moves to it and you say, okay, this is good and I like it. So it's a universal way.
Absolutely.
to get to everybody together and feel the same thing.
That's right.
Like we like to say it in Lakota music, it's love and light.
Nice. So, you said you had a lot of different influences, and it says Carlos Santana, George Benson, Haitian protest singer John Steve Brunacci, is it? Brunacci?
Brunache.
French. Yes, okay, Brunache, yeah.
Yes, Brunache.
Brunache. It sounds like it's good to eat.
It's good to listen. It's a very good singer.
Uh-huh.
Very very cultural, and that really bring Haitian vibe through around the world. Even in Haiti, he's a big legend.
So I just want to let folks know that we are WMFO Medford. We're live at Tufts University, and you are listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, and I'm speaking with Steve Valancourt, who is a guitarist with the group Lakota Musique. They have a new CD out, Wadio, and they're touring. So we should talk about some of the touring dates that are coming up that maybe people could catch the show.
Yes. I mean, definitely they are confirming right now with Zaka. His manager Zaka is the one that you probably should talk for the date and everything.
Uh-huh.
But I'm definitely almost sure that we're going to be in Boston on the end of July.
End of July.
27, 28.
Do you have any idea where?
No.
Okay.
You just confirmed that with me this morning.
Okay.
But Zaka would be the one to.
All right. So I'll be getting that information and sharing that with the folks. So where are you going now? Right now, where are you calling from?
Actually, we are in Canada.
Canada. You're still in Canada.
Yes. We're going on Montreal tomorrow.
Oh, great.
And we're performing in the Jazz Fest in Montreal tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Montreal, right?
Yeah.
The Jazz Fest, that's very good booking. That's a great booking for you guys. That's terrific. So is Joe the one who's doing the book at Kombucha?
Yes. We are covered by Kombucha. That's a really great and awesome record label that really do a good job with the CD, the putting out the CDs. And for us, it's really amazing that we get Kombucha to help us doing that journey.
Oh, it's terrific. Now, when I was expecting you the last time, which was like 3 weeks ago, you guys got held up by the consulate in Canada. What was that all about?
Yes. Manager Zaka didn't give us too much info about that because we were selling for the show and Vermont. So he just told us that we got laid.
Yeah, right.
We got delayed.
Yeah,
And then that's all we knew about it.
So you could focus on the music, yeah.
Exactly. You want us to be focused.
That's very smart.
And being. But you know, we're still going to be there. And I know it's better, rather late than not be there. And I think it's for the best.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming. We're going to have a really great show, and people are going to like it.
I'm sure. Well, I hope it's a show that I can attend. I don't know what day of the week it is. We'll find out. So I want to ask, all right, so you have Jonas Addis, and what does he play?
Jonas Addis.
He's a singer. He's a singer. Okay.
Yes. He's a singer. He plays percussion. He plays some tambour, some conga.
Some professional.
And the band, everybody came from another music background.
Okay.
So, since it was a project, it was easy to just gather a dream team of Haiti and say, okay, we're going to do a project. But I'm pretty sure if it was for a band, some people would be like, oh, already in a bin, I don't think,
I mean, I see.
I'm not going. So since it's a project, so every the best came to do a project. And then when we do the first song, which is Baiser Café, so everybody was like, oh, why don't you guys play that song for us, like in a show? So managers like arranged a show, and we played Baiser Café. And my father came. It was a wonderful gig. Every day, everyone was happy. And then they say, "Oh, let's do a band out of it."
So should we play Pezzi Cafe?
Yes.
All right, let's put that on. 1 second. Okay, so we're having a conversation here with Steve Velcor from Lacu Musique. They're going to come to Boston, folks. End of July. I'll be telling you more details about that. You can go to their website, right? You have a website.
Yes, we are on all the social media and on Facebook, YouTube, and the website.
So it's spelled it's about LACOU Lacu Musique, MIZIK. So you can find it. All right, let's listen to let's see if I've got this right here. Pezzi Café. Here on the Voicemobile.
Mama Mbuyen, is it café? Yon gendarme arrêté moi. Maman me voyait me pisser café. Oh. En arrivant moi sous portail, yon gendarme arrêté moi. Mes amis, mes amis. Maman me calé moi, papa me calé m'tendé. Papa m'kone, kone ki jan tan te passe.
Kone ki jan tan te passe.
Chou tje monte, kongre si atano. Mwen pa nan ten pou kafe papa. Mwen gaspye nan ganshi me mes ami. Mes amis c'est pété, bajou presque cassé, et mon frère maman piqué. C'est lui voyait m'acheter en vérité, m'a camisé. Des rosiers qui t'a gardé, c'est lui celle qui a témoigné. Mes amis et des brûlés, souple.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Oh, my goodness. I love the energy. It's just great.
Thank you.
So we should talk about Nadine Remy. She's the vocalist, the female vocalist.
Yes. She's the only female among us.
Yes.
Her background is from church.
Yes, like, I see that.
That's why Laco music is like has a lot of influences, because each one of us came from a different influence, a musical influence. And then when we mix all that together, you have a huge bouillon, or a huge, in Haiti they call it consomme. So you have a big consomme of music.
Consomme, yeah, like a gumbo.
Yes.
It's like a soup, only it's with good flavors. Very nice, yeah. So she's from church. Uh-huh.
She's come from church.
Yeah.
And then when she came to the studio, she was doing a song. And then at the same period, she came in the studio and my father's studio, and she was doing a church song, and then her voice was amazing. And at the same time, Zaka, manager Zaka, came for the project, for Laco Music project, and then we proposed her, and she's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna try and see. But it's like everybody was very timid over it. We're very careful to go into that project, but because we didn't know what it was, we just said, okay, we're gonna try to do something, but it's something new that nobody has been done before.
Well, it's great that you did this. I see that she was actually studying with your dad, with Bulo. He was so impressed, and he she ended up singing backup for him. It's interesting. Well, because when I got the CD, I didn't have much information, so Joe gave me a link to download the whole booklet, which without which I wouldn't have had too much of an idea of all of this. So it's great.
I see you well informed.
I'm trying. I mean, for me, not understanding the songs was not an option. I like to know what I'm, what the songs are about, even though you can get the energy of it. But me, I like to know. So let's talk about some of the other folks. You've got Samba Zao, and...
Yes, Samba Zao is the oldest around us.
Okay.
He's the youngest, because he's really... a funny dude, but he was one of the first one that came with that the traditional song back in the days. He was the one that came with the rhythm. So in Haiti, Haiti himself has more than 300 rhythm, like tambour rhythm.
Okay, and wow, then, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yes, and then Samba Zao was one of the pioneer, the first one that stayed and give those rhythm to the rest of Haiti.
He taught the rhythms, the traditional rhythms.
Yes, because those rhythm was only playing on the lakus or far in the mountains. It's the rhythm that came from tribes we came from. So it's really, those rhythm were it for everyone to know about. So he was one of the first one that came and said, okay, those rhythm has to be for all Asians. And then he's starting to teach them. So he's really one of the mentor of when we're doing a song, he came with that ancient side of it and then bring it to us. Because us, we really know, a lot about those rhythms, but as far as telling them, like, okay, this song's go with that.
And
this is exactly what the background story is. The one that do all this work.
Well, it's interesting. I studied African hand drumming, mostly from Ghana. And there's a school here called the Drum Connection. And they go back to Ghana all the time. They bring traditional teachers and master teachers for classes. In fact, the end of July, there's actually another class coming up. I taught the very beginning level of it. There's a lot to learn. It's not such a simple thing. And understanding what the traditional root, because everything was grounded in the tribal community life, whether it was the hunting or the harvesting or the marriage ceremony, whatever it was, it's all connected to the life in the village. Some of it I found I couldn't really relate to, because it was doing things that I didn't want to know about, but it's part of the tribal tradition. You know what I mean?
And Samba Zao also teach those rhythms like around the world. He just came from, he always often go to Sweden and do seminars. Do
in
classes.
Sweden,
He goes around the world and do those seminars and try. So he was, he was the first one that said, okay, this should go public for everyone to learn about those rhythms, how Haiti is special in that way, cultural way.
So my understanding is that the root of all of it came from Africa. It went to Haiti. It went to Brazil. It went to Cuba.
Yes.
So all of these traditions are interrelated, but each community made its own way with it as well.
Yes. It's the same because we were under occupation with a lot of different
right.
tribe and different, because we had the French at a certain moment.
Right.
We have the England at a certain moment. So all this, we keep the cultural aspect of it and we grow it.
Okay. So let's see. We've also got Wulele Marcelin.
Wulele is the son of Sabazao.
Okay.
So he's a really wonderful tambour player too, but he's bringing the new generation flavor to it, to what probably Sambazawa would bring, the old generation style and how it was done in the centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that said, okay, let's put some dancehall on it, let's put some reggae to it.
It's good.
So he brings the new vibe. Since he's younger, he brings a new vibe rhythmic onto the song that we're doing.
So we also have Peterson, TPT Joseph, and James Carrier.
Yes, TPT and James, they are from Silibo, and Silibo from Jalousie. It's, you know, and Carnival, there is something that they call Rara in my country, in Haiti.
Uh-huh.
And the Rara, it's like you go out with a tambour, all acoustic.
Okay.
Tambour, and then... And
Rara, okay.
And then you, mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then you sing on the street, and you have like 3,000-4,000 people in your back.
Wow. Sounds like a party.
So they are in Pétionville, which is a part of Haiti.
Uh-huh.
Pétionville, that's where they come from. And then they are the biggest Rara band in Pétionville. They both come with us in Laco music, so they bring the street to the street flavor.
Ah, it's great.
It's like everyone has a specific reason and what they bring to Laco music.
Ah, I see these horns.
CPT and James bring the really people, the street vibe.
Mm-hmm, the street. I see they have these very long horns that they play.
Yes, they call it Koli.
Uh-huh. So
and
let's
it's
see.
One note horn.
Okay.
And then it has each seven of it. So you need the seven note of the music. So you need seven of
them. Oh, seven different horns.
Yeah.
I love it.
So if you do one, they need to be always in harmony. So when one do a note, the other one answer it. So you
uh-huh.
do that melody that they do it.
That's great. We also have Lamar Jr.
Lamar, yes.
He's the bassist.
Lamar is a bass player. And he's kind of someone that plays with everyone. So mm-hmm. he knows the area. He's come from church too,
uh-huh.
but mostly playing with every new band that's coming. You find Lama playing bass on it. So he knows all the style of music, and he's been playing with every new band that's coming out. So we needed him for that aspect of what's going on outside. What is the vibe right now?
Great. And I think we've got everybody except Bellany Beniste.
Yes. Bellany is an accordionist.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings the French aspect, the dance, the gentlemen and ladies aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back in the days, we didn't have no electric keyboard, no piano. Everything was like, it was accordion. So when we were under occupation of the French, the late at night they were doing violin or accordion around the campfire, and then everybody was dancing and everything. So that's where the country dance came to.
The country dance.
He
yeah.
He brings mm-hmm. that aspect. Yeah, he bring that aspect, and he bring that very suit up sensation. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sensation and being like. But he's higher.
Okay, the upper crust. The Lottie Daz.
La cerise sur le gâteau.
Oui, je comprends. Okay. So this is the upper echelon of society.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. So I think we've covered everybody in the band. Now, where are you playing? Are you playing more dates in Canada, or are you going away from Canada now?
We're playing in Canada. We're playing on the 8th in Toronto. And
all right.
Vancouver for a festival.
Vancouver. And okay, so you've got a few more dates up
and
in Canada.
Montreal.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then when you come away from Canada, where do you go next?
And then after Canada, we go Seattle,
and Oregon. Oh, okay. All right.
And
so
back to the East Coast.
All right. Seattle. Okay. So Canada, I'm just going to make a note. Canada, Seattle, and then the East Coast. Great.
Yeah. All right. And this is Zaka that dictated me what.
Yeah. He should email me the corrected or the newer dates so that next week I can share that with my audience. And I hope to goodness that I can come to the show, that the ones that you have in Boston, because I'm so anxious to hear you live and to dance and to meet everybody. It sounds like so much fun. Let's play something else from the CD. What do you think we should play?
The album name is Wazio.
Yes.
So we should not as energetic as the other one that you played, but the message around it is wonderful.
Okay, so let's
saying that should we talk about it?
Go ahead, talk about it.
Okay, what he's saying is that after you hear the whole album and you understand the concept and what is Haiti, it's a Wazio, so you go tell them. So Wazio nous la toujours. It's you go tell them Haiti is still there. We're still there.
Ah, I love it. All right, let's hear Wazio with Laku Music here on WMFO.
Méchant yo moute, yon paquet bonu pou barim, moi. Malgré ça, m'tam jambé, yo ralem, mouet tombe, ayo, aye. M'a blé ta tel en tombou, yo pa fè ça, yo blé, non. Ça pa comprenne. Dimse paresse mwenye Sa pa comprenne di gen nan mte mal atake Allo Limye Energie Sel bon Dieu Lege Wadi yo Wadio, la vie qui est plus sévère. Wadio, on l'a toujours. Wadio, on l'a toujours. Bagay, paret moi, devant ou, wewe. Vi regard ou l'os, ka triomphe victoire. Tout autant gen la vie, pas suspend. Bate, ou l'en koubaye. La vie a en haut, des fois l'pan j'y tête en bas. Ayo, sa pa comprenne, dim se. Parece mwenye Pa mtousi Sa pa kompren di gen nam Pe malata ke Limye
guava ma te dio guaya yo when la
So I could hear those horns
yeah.
in the end. So I'm just looking at, that. It's just beautiful. Some of the lyrics tell them that these men have no love in their heart anymore, that life has more secret to it. Tell them that I am still hanging in there. Yes, I am. It says...
And when we perform this song, we invite everyone and you see how it's beautiful, like every nation, every... color of skin you might be, every ideology that you have, anything that can, now on stage everybody come up and we all are just one right now and we're singing Mazio. This is like wonderful, and I think this is what the world needs, especially Haiti, because I'm talking to it, and we need that love and light that say, okay, everybody have the same blood, have the same. So that's kind of the message that Lako Music is trying,
absolutely,
to give all around the world.
So important. There's so much craziness going on in the world. You need something to balance it. And this is great. When I downloaded the booklet, I didn't have it in color. And the costumes that you're wearing, I'm sure I would just... I know when I saw it, they were gorgeous. So,
yes, thank you.
I can't wait to see you guys live. And so I thank you so much. I'm glad we got it together. And I hope the rest of the tour goes fabulous.
Thank you very much. I'm happy that the next show, I'm sure we're going to be able to make it. And you're going to be with us. You're going to see Lako Music live.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. So I'll play one more song to go out. What would that be? Let's see. What didn't we play? That... Ten Boon Frappe, or which one? Let's see. Zao Pilete?
Tabu Frappe is a really slow song, kind of.
No, we want an upbeat one. We want an upbeat one. So,
let's say, Pilete. This is from Zao.
Which one now? Zao Pilete?
Pilete.
Okay, that's okay. So, let's try that. Let's. Oops, come back here. Okay, à la prochaine fois. See you. See you on the radio. Merci. Don't be late.
Thank you very much. I'm happy.
Yeah, and tell Joe I said I'm glad we got it together, and good luck with the rest of the tour. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye bye. You can stay on while I play it. I mean, I won't hang you up yet.
Okay, thank you.
So let's see.
Seja na eu, na eu, na eu. Seja na eu sambaio, lampeia na lagoa. Sambaio é olê. Sambaio é olê buio, na lagoa, na tracaio, na vicuaio. Sambaio, uailê.
deja nan ka fwa pale a ke yo
Wow, that was great. So I found actually the sheet that had the exact dates. So coming up, so let's see, July 8th, Harbor Front Center, Future Roots in Toronto, Canada. July 13th, Ohio City Stages Summer Series, Cleveland, Ohio. Really? You're going to Cleveland in the middle? That sounds weird. All right. That's a schlep. July 14th, Nectar Lounge in Seattle, Washington. And July 15th, Vancouver Folk Festival, Vancouver, Canada. So Joe just emailed me. He's hearing the interview. He said it sounds great. So that's good.
Good.
So, all right. I will hopefully see you soon. And it's been a pleasure. Keep it going.
Thank
okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm happy.
Okay. See you on the radio. Don't be late.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. So here we are. That was fabulous. So if you have a chance to let people know in any of those cities to check out Laku Music, boy, they won't be disappointed. I mean, they are just really hot. Unbelievable. It's been a long time since I've felt that kind of energy from a group. When I lived in London in the 70s, there were groups that were from Africa that, you know, big groups, a lot of energy that I hung out with, I played music with a little bit, and it's been a while since I've come across an energy like this, so it's very exciting. So now I'm going to switch gears a little bit if this CD player will decide it wants to accept this CD. We'll see if it will. Okay, it's loading, and grab my glasses here. Okay, so let's do, oh, I like this one. Okay, good. Here on the voicemobile. Thank you. Okay, I love the claves on that. This is pianist composer Arwan Ortiz presents his unique Cuban cubism. And with Eric Rivas and Gerald Cleaver. We'll have more about this, but that's a beautiful new CD. And Chris Earle is here, ready to take over as soon as I finish. Trying to find a shortcut for, let's see, we have 4 minutes. Here we go. Me and my shadow is a possibility. All right, we'll do that. So there's spend your summer with Spotlight Musical Theater Workshop, Medford High School. You can go to spotlightproductions360.org. Before that, we heard Leslie Pinchuk for All We Know is Alive, CD's True North, and on Pinch Hard Records. All right, so we're going out with Mike Jones Trio, Roaring, and see you next week. Don't be late.